Take our Bibles, turn to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. Revelation 17. Now, Revelation, if you don't know this already, Revelation 17, 18 is talking about the Roman Catholic Church. And the Roman Catholic Church tries to say the book of Revelation is already passed, all this stuff is done, and don't worry about it. You know, it's just past history about ancient Rome, and it's not. I was in there looking for my, I have a book, I must have took it home, and it's called The Vatican Billions. And the Catholic Church has got their hand in everywhere, even in China. They got their hand in Korea. They got their hand in all these countries of the world, Pakistan. They even got their hands in Iran. They've got their hands everywhere. And they believe, the Pope believes, that he should control the world. That's why he's trying to bring all the churches together. This Pope that they have is supposed to be a uniter, and he's trying to unite all the, even Muslim nations and all that together under the Roman church. And being what we know about the Bible, what the Bible says about the Antichrist and about the beast over in Revelation 16, go back to 16 and look at verse 13. And we know that when the Antichrist shows up, he's going to be an unholy trinity. And it's got the verse 13, it says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. There's the first one of them. That's the devil himself. Out of the mouth of the beast, that's the Antichrist. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. And those three, that's the unholy trinity there. For they are spirits of devils working miracles. And now there's no doubt the devil works miracles. He can work miracles. And it says, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the day, great day of God Almighty. So this Roman church is going to be united together with the Antichrist and the devil himself. And the Bible tells you in Romans chapter Revelation 17, look at this. And it says in Revelation 17, verse 9, here is the mind which have wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And we talked about that last time. There's only one place in the world that has a city that sits on seven mountains is Rome itself. I've got some books here. I've went through some books in my office. And this is by this is Roman Catholicism in the light of the scriptures. This is one, The Two Babylons by Hyssop. That's a good one. This is the wine of the Roman Babylon. That's why the Bible calls the Roman Catholic Church Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. And that's what you'll see right there. It calls it the Great Whore. And then you got this one right here. This is 50 Years in the Church of Rome. This is by a guy named Chiniki, which was a priest that was a priest in Canada, got saved by reading his Bible and left the church, and they took all the people with him. And actually, they started a Protestant church, a Bible-believing church, after he's reading his Bible and got saved. The Roman Catholic Church never encourages anybody to read the Bible. You ever go to a Catholic church, I recommend you go to a Saturday night mass. Really, go to a Saturday night mass. Just go and watch. Just go in there and sit and watch. Yeah, don't drink anything. You might get, but they're not going to let you drink the wine anyway. They'll let you eat the Eucharist, but they're not let you drink the wine. Huh? Really? All out? That's. So I'd say go to a Saturday night mass and watch that thing. It'll break your heart. I went to a mass up in Philadelphia one night. And we sat there and watched some people, and those folks got on their knees, I guess, at least 10 times doing the cross, you know. And the Bible says that, you know, doing the cross was a curse, and they're cursing themselves. They're doing that sign of the cross, and they're cursing themselves. They're kissing, you know, their beads. They kiss that, you know, and they say, you know, Mary, Mother of God, you know, bless us sinners, you know, and all that, so on. So they repeat. And Jesus Christ went to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees in Matthew 23, he rebukes them and says, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. And he rebukes them for it. And we know that the Pope takes the name, as it's over in John chapter 17, Jesus Christ calls, I believe it's John 17, Jesus Christ calls God the Father, Holy Father. And they take that for himself. Now, when you read this thing, man, I'll tell you what, when I first started learning about the Roman Catholic Church, I mean, my father told me a bunch of stuff, and I told you this before, the reason why it says her fornication, the nuns that joined the church when they join the church, they make a vow to the church. And whatever the church has need of, they're married to the church. The priest, they make their vows to the church, and they're married to the church. So if the whatever the church has need of, then they're to, if they can fulfill it, they fulfill it. So that's why the Bible calls it the, a whore, because what the nuns are for, and if you read, Brother Ken's got over there in the bookstore, he's got the Alberto track series or comic book series, and it's comic book, but it's all the, it gives you facts and truth, because people like to read comic books, and he shows you he was a priest, and actually he was a Jesuit priest. A Jesuit order of the Roman Catholic Church is a military form of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, the Pope that we have now was a Jesuit. And what the Jesuit order was is to go and infiltrate in all the world nations and bring them under the power of the Pope. That was their goal. That's their goal. So, lie, cheat, and steal for God, it's all good. It makes no difference. And they change their doctrines as they go. They can lie and change. Now, I've told this, every major city, every major capital has a Roman Catholic Church and maybe even a school if it's a big enough state. Or, and like over in Washington, D.C., right around the corner from the White House, you got Georgetown University, the Hoyas. And the Hoyas, they call them the basketball, everybody likes the basketball, football program, but that's a Jesuit school. You got Villanova, and I'm Villanova Catholic. And all these, if you start looking at the colleges, even at the, when they play basketball, all the basketball teams that go to the, you know, the Final Four, you start looking at all of them that start out, there's, I guarantee, probably about half of them are Catholic. Half of them. Catholic schools. And the reason why they trained, and now what's happening to the Catholic Church is people are, they're not in America, they can't put their iron fist on people. In South America, people are scared to death to talk about the Catholic Church. They're scared to death to leave the Catholic Church. In other European nations, they're scared to death to leave the church. They think they're going to go to hell because of it. And the Pope and the church tells them that. So that's what they teach. So when God says, I'm going to destroy that religious system, and they claim to go all the way back to Simon Peter, which was not, is not true. They claim that Simon Peter was the first pope. But the Bible tells you that, and Jesus said, the Bible says that in Mark, I think it is. Somebody find me that verse where Jesus goes to Peter's house and heals his mother-in-law. And she's sick. So the whole thing is built upon a lie. And just like the Mormons, their religion's built upon a lie. That's why I tell people we don't have religion, we have salvation. Salvation is in Jesus Christ. Religion will damn people to hell. And the Bible says in chapter 17, there came out one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, verse 1, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. And I was showing thee the judgment of the what? What is the judgment of the what? Great whore that sitteth upon many waters. The many waters representing people, represents the people. And it says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed what? Fornication. They were showing at the White House, if they have a party at the White House, they'll take the cameras and kind of pan around the room. They always see a Catholic priest standing there with a drink in his hand. They're in the White House. They're in the Congress. They're every time Fox News or, you know, Channel 29 News, they want to talk to somebody about a religious opinion. They have this young father, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but good-looking young guy, looks like a priest. He is a priest and all that stuff, and he's on there, and people, the girls go, whoa, look at that priest. That's cool. And they know how to appeal to the people. And they're damning thousands and thousands and thousands of people to hell by the religious system. And the religious system is nothing new. It goes all the way back, and the Bible talks about in the book of Judges, where the Dan, it's called Baalites. They all wore black. They had a female deity. And the Catholic Church says, well, we don't believe that Mary is a deity, but she's a perpetual virgin. They teach that. They teach Mary never had any children after Jesus Christ or before Jesus Christ, which is another lie. Amen. That's another lie. They try to say, if you want to get to God, you don't go through Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's one God, First Peter chapter 2, one God, there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So if you want to get to heaven, you got to go through Mary. That's why you, when you twiddle your beads, you don't say Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You say Mary, the mother of God. They said, what better way to get to Jesus is to through his mother. That's what they teach. So I'm not an authority on the Catholic Church, but I know I've read enough of it about what's going on in the Catholic Church and what they teach, which is when you have a Bible, you can defute a priest or a Catholic. But the attacking, if you go right up and start attacking a Catholic a person about their religion, you start attacking, what happens is you'll just drive them away. What you got to do is show them Scripture. You got, yeah, brother. Yep, that over in Washington D.C., they've got a picture of Jesus Christ in that cathedral, eighth largest cathedral in the world. That cathedral, if they took all the gold and everything out of it, they could probably feed the world, because it's in the billions. And they have a picture of Jesus Christ, looks like he's mad. He's up there. They say that's why he's mad. You got to go through Mary. Mary, she'll intercede for you. So, anybody find that scripture? Read that to him. Simon's wife's mother.
And Anna, and they tell him of her. And then Matthew 8:14 backs it up. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever.
So Jesus went to Peter's house and healed his mother-in-law. And so they claimed that Peter was never married and Peter was the first pope, which was another lie. So whenever the Catholic Church puts out any kind of, they try to say that the King James Bible is really not the Word of God. And the reason why they don't like it, because the King James Bible, they can teach some of their doctrine out of it. But when it comes down to the Ten Commandments, where it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Thou shalt not, bow down. So they've taken that second commandment out of their Bible, which is the Douay-Rheim Bible. And they take that out and make the tenth commandment, which, take your Bible, look in Exodus, hold your place in Revelation there. They'll take that 10th commandment, and they'll take that and turn it into two. And they're slick. They're real slick. Just like the Mormons, just like Jehovah's Witnesses, they're very slick. And that's why it's important to read your Bible, know your Bible, because of what they try to do. If you get your information off the Internet, you might not get right information. You might be getting it from the Roman Church. And I've had people come in here and ask me about information. You're trying to get all their information off the Internet. The Roman Catholic Church might be behind that. Look at here. Best place you can go is to your Bible. And the Bible says, thou shalt not, verse 17 of Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, it says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his servant. So they took that verse and made it two. So look at the second commandment. I've told you before, I've run into people that I say, are you saved? They say, well, I believe in keeping the Ten Commandments. I said, what are they? And they said, well, I don't know. I ask them, where are they at in the Bible? They don't even know where that is. It's Exodus chapter 20, and I think it's in Exodus chapter 34. And let's go to Exodus 20. Look at verse 4. It says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that earth beneath, or that is in the water under earth. So that covers everything. No graven image. You don't bow down to them, kiss them. And they've kissed the feet off the Simon Peter statue over and where they kissed the toes right off of it. Can you imagine kissing that thing after millions of people kissing, putting their lips on that thing? And every Catholic church, they got statues. People go in there. I was upset. I went up to the Canadian, the largest Catholic church in Montreal. It's in Canada there. And a preacher took me there and showed me all this stuff. People are beating themselves, going up the steps, cutting themselves and all that stuff. And they tried to appease God by mutilating themselves. And you'll see a big time in South America where they nail somebody to a cross or they'll, put them on a cross and then they get people being whipped and all that stuff. They think if they beat and mutilate themselves or torture themselves that God's going to have mercy on them. That's what they're taught. So it's works. So I mean, here we are sitting in church, and people are not, Christians not even happy, and you're saved by grace through faith. You ain't got to beat yourself or, you know, hold on to the end or endure to the end. You ain't got to go through, you ain't got to worry about losing your salvation and all that. And here we, sometimes most unhappy people, because why? We're not fellowshipping with the Lord like we should. And the Bible says this. Look what verse 4 says. Listen, read on down. Thou shalt not make on thee any graven image, nor any likeness, anything that's in heaven above, or in earth beneath, or that water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. See that thing? When a person does that, they're passing down a curse upon their children. When they worship false gods, you wonder why the nations go the way they go. God says, you're going to pass it down to your children's children. And the same as Christians, you live your Christian life and try to do what's right. You're passing the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. You're passing that down to your children. But here, God says, thou shalt not bow down to thyself to them. People, you say, why does China, all the Asian nations, bow down to Buddha? And Every generation afterwards, they train them, and the curse is upon them. Thou shalt not bow. Now you say, does God want to give them an opportunity to get saved? Yeah, God will give them an opportunity. Islam, that they serve a false god and a moon god, and they bow down to it and pass it down to your kids. And then, but their god is a forced god. It's forced. It says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children, the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So the generations keep going. And they don't even know who the real God is. And that's why when you see a Catholic get saved, they get their eyes open, they go, wow, man, all these years. They get mad, get angry. I told you about a friend of mine that got saved. Every time he went by, I had to grab him. Every time I went by a priest or a nun or something, he tried to spit on him and everything else. I said, man, don't do that. And I know a girl that right now went into a nunnery. Now she's not there anymore, but she went into a nunnery. And she's saved and thought that was the answer. And trying to look for peace. And she didn't find it there. You're not going to find it there. And the Catholic Church is called the Great Whore in Revelation 17. And God has a reason called that. If you read that magazine I was telling you about, Alberto documents and shows where in Spain that they had a nunnery on one side. The Catholic Church owned 200 acres of land. They had a nunnery here. They had a priest, a barracks or a mansion for the priest. And they had an underground tunnel where they met. And they had babies. When the nuns had a child, they would, if it was a girl, they kept her. If it was a boy, they'd kill it. And they found a pit in that underground tunnel where the baby's skulls and bodies were. That stuff goes on. I ran into a lady that was a Spanish lady, and she was a friend of mine. It was a sister of a friend of mine, and I started witnessing to her. She left a nunnery, and I said, she's from South America. I said, are you running for your life? And she got pale looking at me. And I said, you running for your life, ain't you? And I started telling her some stuff about the Catholic Church she couldn't take. She went out of the room crying. And it's used. You never see a pretty nun out on the street. They're locked up. They can't go out without a mother superior. Yeah. Well, look at verse 2. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of her fornication. In that book, The Vatican Billions, it shows you about the wineries that the Catholic Church owns. It gives you documents. It gives you, they was exposed about some of that stuff. They started putting in other people's names. Miller Brewing Company, they controlled the controlling interests of Miller Brewing Company. They had control of it, the Catholic Church. You know why they needed the wine? Because they drink a lot of wine. And it's not unfermented wine. It's fermented wine. Amen. They drink the real stuff. They say most Catholic hospitals on the fifth floor or fourth or fifth floor, it's cut off where you can't, no outsiders go in. Only that's for priests, for recovering priests, alcoholic. With whom? Now, Philadelphia's got that stuff, man. They got that stuff. I went to work one day up here in Townsend one morning. I went in there and a couple guys, I worked with all these union Philadelphia roofers and metal sheet metal guys. And one of the guys started stuff with them guys and started telling them that, you know, they were mocking Jimmy Swagger. They were saying, when I walked in, Jimmy Swagger was just caught in a motel room with some prostitute. So when I walked in, they started singing, you know, messing around with me. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. They started messing with me. And two old Philadelphia boys, and they were sheet metal men. And as soon as I walked in, they said, oh, yeah, your buddy got caught in the hotel. I said, he ain't my buddy. Who you talking about? First, I said, who you talking about? They said, Jimmy Swagger. I said, he's not my buddy. I said, but he is, as far as I think he's saved. I said, but he's not my buddy. And they said, yeah, all them Baptists and Pentecostals, all whoremongers and all that stuff. And I said, hey, man, you don't know what you're talking about. The biggest whoremongers there are is a Roman Catholic priest.
Amen.
And the guys went, they stopped laughing. And they said, you better be careful, boy. You better be careful what you're saying. I said, I'm telling you the truth. And then I said, well, I don't want to get into that with you. And then Jimmy, the guy I worked with, he started saying that stuff. And finally, one of them got so mad and pointed, he said, you don't know nothing about the Catholic Church. I said, I know a lot about the Catholic Church. I probably know more than you know. And the guy goes, you don't know more than I know. So we got into a little debate. And I said, look, guys, I don't want, and the guy started calling me a liar. So when I started telling him, he had a strike all. It's a long spike where you do metal. He came at me with that thing, trying to stick me with it. And he wanted to kill me because of that. And I told him, I said, I ain't going to let you stick me with that, man. I'm telling you, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, man. Back off. And finally, he said, get out of here. He started cussing me. He said, get out of here. I walked out. I came back in an hour or so later. And I said, look, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got upset. I'm not sorry for what I said because I was telling you the truth.
Amen.
And they just said, get out. Just get out. And that's how... That's the old Roman Catholic, the old time Philadelphia guys. They'll kill you over it. Look at verse 2. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have made themselves drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw the woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. So this woman gets hooked up with this beast. That's where you got the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the dragon all coming together. You got to have a religion, and these two, and the beast has his own religion, the false prophet has a religion, and they make it one. They come together. Just like a woman and a man coming together in a marriage, they become one. That's what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to become one. You just watch the news. You watch what the Pope's doing. See what he's saying. He's always talking about peace. He's always talking about the hungry. He's always talking about we need to have more unification among the religions. He's always talking about that. But behind the curtains, they're figuring out how they can get the nations of the world to bring them under the power of the Pope. So... this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me. Heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of name of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colored and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Brother Jim was saying everybody drinks out of that one cup, and it's a gold cup. And it says abomination filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. Look what it says, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Notice that. If you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll realize that the Roman Catholic Church, God holds them accountable for all the martyrs and the people that were killed for the name of Jesus Christ. And Rome started it. They crucified Jesus Christ, Rome, ancient Rome. But like I said, showed you in Daniel chapter 2, the beast that shows up, that Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, it's the legs always down to the toes, and it is still in effect. The 10 toes hadn't been established yet. But the legs are the political Rome and religious Rome. They're together. And the Pope is political. That's why he always goes sees the presidents, the kings, and whatever, and hugs and kisses them, and they kiss his hand. They bow down to him. He's political, and he's religious. He comes in the name of God and does this real pious thing. And the Bible says, I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints. So in that cup she's holding, she's drinking blood. If you read history and you read about what happened, the South had the Roman Catholic Church. The Southerners don't want to hear that, but the Roman Catholic Church was back in the South.
Right.
And what was the president's name of the South? What was his name?
Davis.
Jefferson Davis. Jefferson Davis was backed by the Roman Catholic Church. That started the Civil War. The whole thing, and that's why in Revelation, God holds the Catholic Church accountable for everybody that died in wars. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. If that was ancient Rome, John the Beloved wouldn't have wandered. He wouldn't have wondered. So with great admiration, he was going, John was going, what in the world is this? He already seen ancient Rome.
Right.
He was born in it. John the Beloved was born in it. And he said, oh my Lord, what is this? He said, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. We're going to stop right there. All right, we'll get into that next time.